hang my head down. If I hang my head down, it's only 'cause I'm getting over you, and I don't want to.
I went to college for theater and music. I started in Southern Illinois, but then I transferred to a conservatory in Chicago, the Chicago College of Performing Arts at Roosevelt University. And then pretty spectacularly, I guess, luckily, I graduated, signed with an agency, and 2 months later booked this tour, which was looking for both actors and musicians because everybody in the show played their instruments. So I'm a guitar player as well as an actor and a singer and primarily a musician, really, at this point. And so it was the perfect marriage, I guess.
And tell us a little bit about that production.
It's a show about the history of Sun Records in Memphis, which is, and Sam Phillips, which is, he found Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jay Lee Lewis, and that's who the show centers on. But he also found Roy Orbison, B.B. King, Howlin' Wolf, I mean, pretty much everyone that started rock and roll he found. And so our show, the show I was involved with, told the true story of December 4th, 1956, which was coined the Million Dollar Quartet. It was a jam session that Elvis, Johnny, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis had. They all got together and jammed for the evening, and it was recorded and put out, actually, I think in like 1990, some Tom tapes. And I played Carl Perkins, who wrote Blue Suede Shoes for, I guess, the unaware, and revolutionized rock guitar playing.
And so you traveled the world with this production, correct?
I did, yeah. Mostly it was U.S. dates, but we did do a month in Japan, which was, you know, beyond anything I can explain, because they not only was it amazing to be able to go and work in Tokyo and Osaka and go to Kyoto and Kamakura and all those places, but they love Americana music over there, and they embrace it so wildly. And so to be a part of something that was, you know, doing that, it was like Beatlemania, you know, for our show, which was pretty crazy. But, you know, getting to see pretty much every major city in the U.S. as part of your job is an incredible experience, because I think, like, you can go to school for anything, but the only way you really learn is by experiencing and by traveling and by meeting people. So it's just, it gives you a whole different perspective on everything.
And so now you're making your own music as well. Is it influenced at all by that old-timey country music you've played as part of the Million Dollar Quartet?
Not particularly, actually. Full disclosure, like, I'm not really a rockabilly player at all. But I love it, you know, and I've listened to these records forever. But, no, I would say my music as a songwriter and what I do owes much more to artists like Neil Young and The Band, and then, you know, on the other side of the coin, U2 and a Radiohead, that huge, you know, hooky arena-filling stuff. I've always loved, like, Americana music, you know, and so that, I mean, I guess if there were a parallel to the 50s rockabilly sound, I mean, that would be, there are a lot of similar influences in that.
Well, I've lost the will to sleep at night. My pillow's cold, the sheets are tight. The rain is slowly pounding at my door. And the TV's playing at full blast. The newsman says this storm will pass, but I'm calling him out. He's a liar. My war is raging on.
So, John Michael Presney, what's your songwriting process like? Have you been coming up with a lot of these songs while on the road with that production, The Million Dollar Quartet?
The EP that I released, The Nighttime and the Dawn, which we actually recorded on the road, I did, and with some of my friends, you know, those songs were largely, I mean, completely influenced by the traveling and stuff. Even if it's not obvious in the content or whatever, but you know, when you're sitting in hotels late at night and there are 20 musicians around you and everybody's just jamming and stuff, it happens pretty quickly that things start to come up.
So we've been playing music from that EP called The Nighttime and the Dawn, and now we're going to play an excerpt from the song Norma Jean. Set it up for us a little bit.
Norma Jean is a big rock song that I've written, and we recorded actually the tune partly in Salt Lake City, but the rest of it and the vocals and stuff were actually done in Billy Bob Thornton's basement studio, The Cave, out in L.A.
Are you still in love with me, my little Norma Jean? I got
my two black eyes that say you are. Are you still in love with me, my little Norma Jean? Tell me three times, baby, just before you leave.
You'll be playing in Rochester, your hometown. Are you excited to be bringing your music back to your friends and family at home?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be so much fun. You know, I've been on the road for 2 years now, almost. And I'm coming home to lay low in the country for a few weeks before going back to, you know, the madness of the city. And I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to get to do an acoustic gig there and just kind of you know, say hi and see family and friends and loved ones and hopefully people that I don't know in town as well, you know, and get to show them what it is that I do.